Dearest, so very worried about what is happening in Greece. On the news tonight, it spoke of its spreading and seems to become a battle. My worst suspicions of what the British Army went to Greece for are fulfilled. I don't know how this is affecting you, whether the ordinary people are involved. Of course, you won't be able to tell me much. I can only just hope for your safety. Darling, I have no complaints about your letters. I am too happy that it is my body you want, that occupies your thoughts. If you didn't write and tell me these things, I should suspect you of being interested in someone else's body. You keep concentrating on mine. My breasts. My hands. And my desires. Well, I'm glad you have four blankets to keep you warm. If I was there, you wouldn't want any. You'd be hot enough. Here I am, a blooming iceberg of a maiden waiting to be roused into a fire. Not just melted, but changed into fire. And there are you, miles and miles away, needing an extra blanket. Angel, I want to feel human. I'm so sick of being a cold, haughty virgin. Crikey, talk about untapped resources. It isn't easy to express these things in words, but you have done it. You've moved me right down to the foundations. You have accomplished what I shouldn't have thought was possible. You have opened a vision of a new world, a new experience for me. I cannot help but be so very, very grateful to you.